Although Barack Obama has not made any campaign appearances in Florida since upholding his pledge with the other Democratic candidates not to appear in the Sunshine State, several local Tampa politicians came out today to show their support for his candidacy. A group of around 35 Obama supporters appeared in Tampa's Likes Park for a news conference this morning, a day before Floridians go to the polls.
Do we have any Barack Obama supporters here?
On the same day that the liberal line in the U.S. Senate, Edward M. Kennedy, endorsed Obama, Tampa Democratic State Representative Betty Reed said his candidacy reminded her of what JFK campaigned on 28 years ago.
Senator Kennedy was running for office. I got inspired by his connection to the community, by the way he addressed everyone and made everyone feel a part. Today, I stand and I support Senator Barack Obama for some of the same reasons.
In a Quinnipiac poll released early Monday morning, Hillary Clinton continues to maintain a substantial double-digit lead over Barack Obama in Florida. Although no delegates will be awarded to the primary winner, Clinton said late last week that she will recognize the delegates at the Democratic convention later this year if she is the nominee. Obama has not yet made a similar declaration. Some analysts have surmised that Obama wants to downplay the results, which makes it somewhat awkward for his local supporters. Patrick Cannon is the co-chair of the Tampa Bay O-Train.
I am not going to second-guess the national campaign at this point. What I've heard from everyone who knows more about this than I do is that whoever the nominee is, they will seat the Florida delegation. I think the question now is whether or not Florida delegates will be reinstated before the magic number is reached to nominate the Democratic Party's candidate.
The Tampa Bay O-Train has worked hard for Obama, and organizers say they will phone bank and work on getting at the vote efforts on Tuesday. But although their expectations remain sky high as far as Obama winning the nomination, expectations are not so high for Tuesday's non-binding vote. Tampa Bay O-Train Chair Terry Watson.
You know, Senator Clinton has had 16 years to build a following in Florida. Bill Clinton, of course, was able to build a framework in Florida. That's hard to beat when you can't campaign, when you can't spend money. Our candidate's not been able to be here. But you know, 1 month ago, we were 35 points down in the Tampa Bay area. We're going to close that gap and surprise a lot of people tomorrow.
Hillary Clinton appeared at three fundraising events in Florida on Sunday, including one in Sarasota. At a news conference, she said that she wanted the voters in Florida to know that she hears and cares deeply about their problems. She also promised to return Tuesday night after the votes are counted, guaranteeing that the results will gather national attention. And for Clinton, a hopeful turn of the tide in the battle for momentum in this tight race. Tampa City Council member Mary Mulhern said part of the call for change that is at the heart of Obama's message is just not from the Republican rule of the past 7 years.
We need some new blood in there. It shouldn't seem like this family dynasties dominating our presidency. And I just find him extremely inspiring, and I trust him. And I have a sense that the integrity is there.
And Mulhern said she was somewhat depressed at the way that former President Bill Clinton interjected himself in the contest in South Carolina. When asked by a reporter on Saturday if it was two against one with his involvement in his wife's campaign in South Carolina, Clinton seemingly tried to dismiss Obama's success, saying that another black Democrat, Jesse Jackson, had previously won there.
I find it disappointing and kind of sad for him because I feel like, you know, all the great things they've done, especially in civil rights, to kind of tarnish that with this bringing up race. And I feel like Obama's kind of getting a bum rap because he's been defending himself for the most part, occasionally going on the offensive, but they're dragging him into the dirt. And I find that disappointing, but he seems to have figured it out, and I think he's going to run a great campaign. I think we're going to be going to the very end.
Also speaking out in support of Barack Obama was Tampa City Council Chairwoman Gwen Miller and her longtime colleague on the council, Linda Salcena. Joining the four Tampa female politicians and showing support was Hillsborough County Commissioner Kevin White.
He's a proven leader. He's proven his leadership ability. He's proven his knowledge. And he's proven his capability to move forward and move this nation forward. to bring us together as a collective community, and hopefully at the end of the day we'll all be sitting at the same table. And it won't be Republican versus Democrat. It won't be black versus white. But we will be one nation, under God, united to try to make this country a much better place to live. That's why I support Barack Obama.